Hey, what up, Long Beach? Forgive the audio quality. We're bringing you a very special edition of What Up, Long Beach, our weekly sports podcast here at the562.org with Long Beach Post. I am, as always, JJ Fiddler. And to my right, sitting in row Z, seat two, it's Mike Artabasio.
Yeah, I didn't realize I was in Z2. I feel like there's some sort of significance to that. I'm not picking up on it.
We are sitting in the top row of the Walter Pyramid here on the campus of Long Beach State, getting ready for the NCAA Men's Volleyball Final Four. It is going to be the national championship on Saturday, but first on Thursday night, Long Beach State Men's Volleyball going to open up in the second semifinal. We will be here. The Men's Volleyball Nation will be here. Men's volleyball, the best in the world, is going to be in Long Beach this weekend.
Just to lay the schedule out, Hawaii is going to be facing off against Lewis, Hawaii number one, at 5 o'clock in the Final Four on Thursday. Long Beach State will be playing Pepperdine right after that. Scheduled for a 7:30 start, might be a little bit later than that, depending on how much of a fight Lewis puts up. And then Saturday, 5 p.m. in the Walter Pyramid, both Final Four matches and the national championship are already sold out, but we will have an NCAA final in the city of Long Beach in the Pyramid for the first time since 2007, which coincidentally was like one of the first things you covered professionally as a sports writer. So it kind of feels like we're coming full circle a little bit.
It really does. It really does feel like that. And boy, how many times have we said, even last year when we saw this team win the national championship at UCLA, when we never felt like we would get that moment. You know, I was in that Final Four thinking, hey, Hildebrand is going to carry this team to the national championship. No one can beat him.
Yeah.
And then you really see how good the best teams in the nation are. But it is so cool to have one of the best teams in the nation here in our city with this men's volleyball team for 2 years running. And boy, this senior class could really finish on a high note. Obviously, on this show, in the podcast, we will get to our Athletes of the Week and our Athlete of the Month award that we're excited to announce. But it's all about the Final Four this week.
I mean, with all due respect to a lot of really exciting things happening in the city, you got your Moore League Golf and Gymnastics Finals, you got the first week of playoffs for swimming and track and baseball and softball and volleyball. Yes, the biggest NCAA event happening this week is happening in Long Beach, and as we said, there's going to be 5,000-plus screaming fans in the Pyramid, so that's obviously where our attention is. As for the Long Beach State team, I talked to Tom Hermstadt, obviously an old volleyball coaching legend in the city of Long Beach, and I said, well, what do you think this week, Tom? And he said, we got our hands full. He's like, but everyone else has their hands full too.
Yeah, Alan Knipe was just in the press conference. That's why we are in the Walter Pyramid today, was because we were doing the press conferences this morning. And one of the first answers he gave was kind of explaining how exciting the time is right now, just for the sport of men's volleyball, how good the best teams are, so many young coaches coming up and getting their programs going. Long Beach State is going to start against one of those young coaches and Pepperdine on Thursday night.
Yeah, and that's going to be a huge matchup, obviously, not only because Long Beach State is trying to get to a second consecutive national championship. Just to put this in perspective, maybe we'll talk a little bit more later about the legacy of this team. Prior to the arrival of this heralded senior class at Long Beach State, the program had been to the Final Four. One, two, three. I can count the banners since we're in the Pyramid. One, two, three, four, five, six. They'd been to the Final Four 7 times. This group has now been to the Final Four 4 consecutive times. So that gives you some sense of the magnitude of what these guys have done. But they want to hang a second banner. They want to be the first team in Long Beach State history to win back-to-back NCAA championships. And they're 2 wins away. First one is Pepperdine at 8 o'clock. Pepperdine, a great player in Joe Wysarek, who is the MPSF Player of the Year. MPSF down a little bit this year. The Big West was definitely the top conference. But Pepperdine did win the MPSF, and they looked good last night. They got tested by Princeton, went to 5 sets. But in the end, kind of had the moment we've seen with TJ DeFalco at Long Beach State, where Joe Wysarek was like, well, I'm the best guy on the floor, so I'm going to win the 5th set for my team, and they're in the right to play Long Beach State. How many trips did you and I make to Malibu to cover MPSF semifinals between Long Beach State and Pepperdine?
And a lot of disappointed conversations with Alan Knipe following.
Yeah, a lot of quiet rides home for Long Beach State from Pepperdine. So now, you know, the Rapids got the gun.
That
Long
old,
Beach State
that
gets
old
to
somber,
host it.
Thanks for coming.
Right. So now Long Beach State gets to host it, Pepperdine playing in the Pyramid against Long Beach State. So one thing that's been surprising to me, you and I are in the Pyramid or Blair Field or wherever we work so often that we don't think about how special those venues really are, except for maybe a sunset at Blair Field every now and then.
Yeah.
But watching other teams come into the Pyramid, you realize how unique the venue really is, because you see guys trying to pepper the ball all the way up to the rafters and just kind of like laughing about how big it is. But you realize, like, for a program like Lewis, their coach Dan Friend said, he's like, you know, we play in a small gym, and so we're used to the ball bouncing off of the ceiling and stuff like that. Playing in the Pyramid is genuinely like going from a high school football stadium to an NFL stadium or something for a lot of these colleges. So I do think Long Beach State has a bit of an advantage there, and I'll be curious to see how their experience last year, as well as their comfort playing in this building, you know, helps them out, because I kind of expect Hawaii to really look impressive in that 5 p.m. semi. They're hungry to get back to play Long Beach State again. And I think if you're Long Beach State, you kind of need to answer that a little bit. Get everyone even more excited for Saturday. Like, these are the two best teams in the country playing their best volleyball right now. So that's what I'm expecting. But you never know, because you certainly didn't think Pepperdine was going to get pushed to five sets by Princeton last night.
Certainly. And I don't think you would have predicted 3 years ago that Long Beach State men's volleyball would be coming into this Final Four as the defending national champions. But I do think we can all pretty easily predict that this place is going to be packed on Thursday and Saturday, so much so that Long Beach State has organized an outside viewing party where they're going to put screens on the lawn.
It's actually going to be on the side. If you're looking at it, it's going to be like between the sand court and the Pyramid, I think, just in order to get into the right shadows or whatever for those big screens. But yes, it's going to be a huge watch party. Steve Lowry, who we've been working with at the Long Beach Post, when he read that in my story, he called me and he wanted all the details. He was like, that's so cool. And I love what he said. He said, I'm an alumni of that school, and I have to say, that's very uncharacteristic of them, because it sounds like such a great idea.
Sometimes they're Long Beach State, sometimes they're CSULB. We're hoping Long Beach State comes through this weekend.
Naples Rib Company, sponsor of the show, will be providing food and drink for those who want to come purchase it, so you can go get a little bit sauced up on the lawn next to the Pyramid.
And as we say to Dave Orsini, lead from the front. The guy is always out there making it happen, so make sure you say what's up to Dave and tell him that you listen to the show. But, you know, just on the court, you know, in the stands, it's going to be amazing. We're going to have a Sights and Sounds video on Thursday night, obviously. But on the court, you've got, and I think we talked about this when Hawaii came here for the back-to-back matches a couple weeks ago, you've got Olympians, future Olympians,
yep,
on this floor.
On both sides of the net.
And you've got All-Americans for Long Beach State again. TJ DeFalco, Kyle Ensing, Josh Tuininga, and Nick Amato all won All-American awards this week.
Well, and I want to put this in perspective with TJ DeFalco. It's the fourth consecutive year he's a first-team All-American, which is only the third time in the history of the sport that's ever happened for a men's volleyball player. And I think that gives you a sense of how special TJ is. He was the National Player of the Year as a sophomore, will be in the running, one of the very top vote-getters this year as well, trying to become just the, I think, fourth ever multiple AVCA National Player of the Year award winner. So this is a special group. You mentioned the other guys. I mean, Josh Tuininga, also a National Player of the Year last year. There's never been an NCAA men's volleyball team with two National Players of the Year on the team.
Crazy.
And there's never been a team at Long Beach State with two National Players of the Year on the team.
As they come into the gym right now, Long Beach State walking in for their this is going to be their last practice before Thursday's match?
Their practice Wednesday. They have a serve and pass on Thursday. They play Thursday night. They have what will be a really light practice on Friday, and then the serve and pass Saturday, and then the national championship that night if they win on Thursday, obviously. Then that's it. And then all those guys that you just mentioned,
crazy,
as well as Jordan Molina, they graduate, and we fully close what we're hoping is a book with a happy ending on it.
But if you think about it this way, right, when you read, oh, this guy won an All-American award, or anybody in any sport wins any award, and they're one of only three people to complete something like that, you would guess that they would lead their school in pretty much any statistic, especially the one that they're best at. DeFalco has accumulated over 1,600 kills here at Long Beach State in those 4 years of being an All-American all 4 years. That's seventh all time here.
The change in the scoring system is really brutal, and I think for volleyball, just like they talk about different eras of baseball, because they literally changed the way the sport was scored, you really have to look at, you know, before and after the rally scoring change. And I think that those guys are all right at the top of the list in the current way that things are scored. Obviously, when every point basically had to be a kill, there were more kills.
You know what? We got to take a second. Alan Knipe has got the team around a whiteboard right now. And Mike, I know you and I have talked about this a lot.
You would not understand anything written on that whiteboard either.
I don't think most people who would consider themselves volleyball fans would understand what's on that whiteboard now.
It's a different language that they speak, for sure. And you can hear, we're talking a little bit quieter because the whole vibe in the Pyramid is different. Other teams come in here, they got music blaring. Long Beach State is very, very analytical and methodical in their approach to the sport. It's very data-driven. For people who talk about analytics in baseball or basketball or something, that has been the way they've coached volleyball here for 10-plus years. And so you do. It feels a little bit like a classroom right now.
Yeah, it really does. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back with a little bit more about the Final Four.
We already mentioned Naples Rib Company once on the show, but my policy with Naples Rib Company always involves the word more, so we want to take a second to talk about the great things they've done in the community. Obviously, if you've been a fan of our coverage the last 12 years, you can thank Dave Rossini and Naples Rib Company for their incredible support and sponsorship of us. They're also supporting this Long Beach State team. They will be feeding them this week going into the Final Four National Championship and feeding their fans, as we mentioned, at that party on the lawn outside the pyramid. That's going to be an absolute blast. We're obviously going to be inside working and covering it, so you got to go to the party, get yourself some Naples, and shoot us a DM or a tweet about how delicious it was, because I know we'll be in here wishing we were outside with you.
As you can hear, Long Beach State is officially practicing on the, what do you want to say, Mike? The 1980s Miami Beach floor that they put down here.
You know, usually
it looks like the floor out of a drug dealer's house in Miami Vice is what it looks like.
Yeah, usually when the NCAA brings a championship event to your venue, they make it look better. And by taking the black floor out of here and putting this bright blue thing in, is it Catalina blue or something? Can we give it a Long Beach
style name? I don't know what that is.
It's very bright blue, and I would just say, while it might match the outside of the pyramid, it definitely does not match the inside of the pyramid.
It looked great at UCLA last year, because UCLA's kind of got that powder blue going.
Instead, you get the natural progression of black and gold, so black and gold and blue. Sure, why not?
You know, we were talking earlier about the legacy that this group of seniors is going to leave, and how much they've been able to accomplish here at Long Beach State. And you start to think, you know, last year you and I did the Mount Rushmores for all the sports, men's volleyball, women's volleyball, baseball, softball, even Long Beach in general. Obviously, Misty May Traynor, volleyball player here at Long Beach, was on a few of those lists.
Yeah.
But the question is kind of like, is this team working its way into, let's say if we did a Mount Rushmore for Long Beach teams all time, like that Dirtbags team, the first Dirtbags team, they'd definitely have to be on that list. One of those poly football teams that won a couple championships, they'd have to be on that list. If this Long Beach State team wins a second straight title in the senior year of the greatest recruiting class in college history on its own campus, I mean, that's number one with a bullet, right?
It would certainly be up there for me. I think especially if you project out what it looks like the Olympic and beach careers for some of these guys might be. I mean, what else can you say? We already listed some of the accolades. But, yeah, I mean, the men's volleyball team has only won two national championships in its history. One of them was last year. So if they win, two of those three came in these 2 years with this group, and they even did all the impressive stuff as freshmen and sophomores. You know, I mean, I don't know how you'd put anyone. I don't know how you put anyone over them. The 1998 undefeated team that Misty May ran would certainly be there, but they didn't win it in 97 or 99. So I do think it comes down to how they play on Thursday and Saturday. But it's all out in front of them, you know, in terms of legacy within the city.
Absolutely, a city where volleyball legacy is rich, and it's just going to add another chapter to a very fat, easy read book on the Long Beach State volleyball history. The team coming together now on center court. This is it looks so strange to see them on this floor.
It feels like you've got split vision.
It's weird to say that because they already changed the floor this year.
Right.
So we've seen them play on three different floors in this building this year.
And this is at best the second best one.
Okay, quick question. This weekend, do you say NCAA, NC2A, or NCAA?
I think I say NCAA.
I think I say NCAA, but I think when I'm saying it quickly, I say NC2A.
I'll tell you what, the people who consistently say NC2A to me are like the people who say National Football League over and over again instead of the NFL. It's like, you don't got to fancy this up, dude. We know what you're talking about. NCAA.
All right, like I said, we are going to be here all week bringing you the coverage from the Final Four here at Walter Pyramid for Long Beach State, and obviously the whole tournament, because, you know, it is Long Beach State hosting this tournament. But even if they weren't in it, Long Beach would still be hosting the NCAA Final Four And that's a huge freaking deal.
Yeah, even if say Hawaii wins a national championship, we're still going to have seen one of the best teams in college volleyball history win a championship in the city of Long Beach. So you're kind of guaranteed for this to be a memorable and exciting week no matter what. And we will have all your coverage, articles, videos, photos, breakdowns, previews, big features on all the top players, everything you could want. We'll have wall-to-wall coverage at the562.org and lbpost.com.
We're staying in the pyramid, and we're going to run down our athletes of the week as we do each and every week. But first, we are proud to announce our very first athlete of the month, which is brought to you by Johnny B. Hair Care. Johnny B. Hair Care providing some incredible products for athletes. You know, you don't want to get that sweat in your eyes. Johnny B. Hair Care, make sure that that's not a problem while you're playing.
I was just talking on Twitter after watching the James Harden red eye game last night.
That's what I'm talking about.
I was just talking about how the last time I was playing a little volleyball on the beach, I got some sunscreen in my eye, and I thought I was going to die.
Yeah. Too many summer football practices ruined with that LA gear gel dripping into my retina. So Johnny B. Hair Care is there for you, athletes, if you want to make sure you're looking good while playing and maintaining your vision. And our very first winner is very deserving. It is Lakewood softball senior captain Jordan Kayeka.
Hey!
A Lakewood legacy, to be sure. Kayeka has helped Lakewood get back on top of the Moore League. They are headed into the playoffs this week as the number two team in Division II. Kayeka helped Lakewood win those big games against Millikan. She hit 500 on the season with a 540 on base percentage. That means more than half the time she went to the plate, she got on base. 8 doubles,
is that good?
7 home runs. It's not bad. 30 RBIs, 37 runs, and 5 stolen bases. But moreover, Andy Miramontes, the head coach at Lakewood, who's been there forever, said Jordan is probably the best senior captain he's had. And if you think back on some of the senior captains that Lakewood program has had, that's saying a mouthful. So a very deserving victory for Jordan Kayeka, who will also receive a gift basket from Johnny Hair Care, which is pretty darn cool.
I'm fired up for Jordan. I think that's a great pick. Congratulations to her. And thanks again to Johnny B. Hair Care for sponsoring that new Special Athlete of the Month award. We do have some athletes of the week,
which are now for May. So at the end of May, these are the first nominees for our May Athlete of the Month.
These athletes all are in the college ranks. Most of the high school teams we covered took the week off for spring break last week, or they were playing in some non-league tournaments. But the colleges were playing some hugely important matches. Joseph Rocha led LBCC volleyball to a state championship, their 10th state championship as a program, which is a new state record. Sebastian Irwin, also at LBCC, helped LBCC clinch a 4th consecutive conference championship with a great performance from the mound against Compton. Bria Palmer at Long Beach State is a high jumper who's got us very excited. She have a 5'8 and 3/4 meter jump, which is the number 2 mark in the Big West this year, and number 9 in the NCAA West. She's got a pretty good chance to get to the NCAA finals, and we're fired up for her.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. Also at Long Beach State for the tennis team,
Emma Bardet,
the freshman, had a great weekend.
Is it Bardet because she's French?
I don't know, but Bardet is so much funner to say. She had a great weekend at Indian Wells as Long Beach State, the upset. They were the number 3 seed coming in, but they win the Big West Conference title. It's 15th conference championship. Jenny Hill Costello, congratulations to you and your whole program. Obviously, the softball team also on this list, Nicole Fry leading them to a victory at Cal Poly. The series clinching 5-1 victory over the Mustangs on Sunday brought her to 139 runs in her career, and that makes Fry the new school runs leader here at Long Beach State. So softball, tennis, track and field at Long Beach State, LBCC baseball and volleyball. And you think about it, you're like, well, volleyball won a state championship this year and a few years ago. Baseball got to the final round of their state title 3 years ago. Long Beach State Track and Field sent their first group to the NCAAs last year.
In the 4x1, yep.
Tennis is doing what tennis does again. It's their first title since 2012. You know, you're looking at these teams and you're like, yeah, those are the teams in the spring who are usually getting it done for Long Beach.
It was a rough fall and winter with basically only the Long Beach State soccer team, you know, kind of shining the light here at Bellflower and Atherton. So definitely nice to see the spring still going the way you expect it to.
We're joined by TJ DeFalco, just named to his second National Player of the Year award. Congratulations. And how are you feeling? How did you feel like when Alan told you you were going to win?
Yeah, I felt excited, a little surprised, just because of the body of work that I put in. Didn't mean that I was the one deserving it. The body of work that our team has done has been, I think they should have given like a team, you know, kind of thing. But, you know, I'm super happy. You know, I wouldn't be here without my guys and my coaching staff supporting me. So, you know, thank you to them as well.
So you're just, I believe you're just the fourth player to win it multiple times. And with Josh winning it last year, you winning it the year before, Long Beach State is just the second school ever to win it three times in a row. Wow. You're obviously aware that it's been a pretty great 4 years, but how does that make you feel, you know, kind of putting that in the context of the history of your sport?
Yeah, it's awesome. I didn't know that, obviously, and that puts things in perspective. That's amazing. I didn't think about that before, but, you know, it just kind of shows that coaching staffs with the right, you know, guys and the, you know, team practicing against, coaching staff leading your way, and things can happen like that, and it's pretty awesome for those guys.
It's obviously special to be named a National Player of the Year anywhere, if it was on Mars or in Chicago or wherever, but to get to do it, you know, in downtown Long Beach at the Terrace Theater, how cool is that to, you know, be here and have your whole family here and Haley and, yeah, you know, your teammates and everybody else?
Yeah, I mean, it just makes it that much sweeter, you know, showing that with them and having them be here and be in person, because a couple of years before, it was just my dad when I got it, and it's awesome to do it in front of all my fans and here, you know, in our city that this is what I, you know, have been putting together over the past 4 years, and so I just wanted to share that with them.
So this is sort of the calm before the storm. It's sort of funny seeing, you know, you guys in Pepperdine and Hawaii and Lewis all here smiling and everything, and we're about 24 hours from now, everyone's going to be going at it as hard as they can. How excited are you for the Final Four and, you know, hopefully a match on Saturday, knowing that it's already sold out, it's going to be the best atmosphere imaginable, and, you know, your last one or two matches of your college career?
Yeah, you know, I haven't thought about that last point very much, but I'm really excited to get playing again. You know, I'm not at the bit, ready to go. But yeah,
so. I would say generally, I feel you'd rather be in a uniform than a suit and tie. Is that an accurate
100%,
assessment?
100%.
Okay. All right, we'll see you out on the floor of the pyramid on Thursday night. Thanks for talking to
us. Thanks, Mike.
That's it. That's all. There ain't no more. Another episode of What Up Long Beach is in the books. Bit of a quick one, but you would understand why. We've got a lot of sports to cover here in the city.
No apologies.
Week. No apologies. We don't even have time to talk about Game of Thrones. That's how busy we are.
It was a pretty big episode of Game of Thrones.
Well, yeah, because if we started talking about it, we might be here till Saturday.
We should maybe, because it's going to end right when our season ends as well. Maybe we should just record a Game of Thrones wrap-up episode that's just nothing but Game of Thrones talk.
We got to bring our friend Dan Steinbacher on.
Yeah,
he's a fellow book reader, so he's got that angle. And then we'll bring our boy Tyler Hendrickson on as well, because he's got that, like, you know, Twitter social media angle on it.
Yeah, for sure.
I like that. Full episode of Game of Thrones breakdown because no one asked for it. I'm excited for this week, man, and you should be too, Long Beach. So stay tuned for all of your local sports news right here at the 562.org. Thank you to Long Beach Post for helping us with these podcasts, and for Mike and JJ and everybody else who does Long Beach sports. Good on you. We'll see you in the stands this weekend. Take care.
Peace.